97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Dr. Todd Granger, who is the owner of Primus Internal Medicine. Dr. Granger, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. I'm glad to be here.
Pleasure. Primus Internal Medicine. What is Primus Internal Medicine?
Primus Internal Medicine is a primary care internal medicine practice that's located just south of Chapel Hill. I'm a solo practitioner there.
Okay. You said internal medicine. What is internal medicine? It's just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I have patients and other folks frequently ask me that question about what internal medicine is. My humorous summary is it's the non-surgical diagnosis and treatment of non-pregnant adults.
That makes sense.
And every part of that's important because the internal part really refers to the in-depth study that internal medicine specialists have made of the internal organ systems, whether that's the vascular system with the heart and the blood vessels, or the lungs, the GI system, the nervous system. Mm-hmm. Most of the for a long time, from its inception in the late 19th century, when people spoke of being sent to a specialist by their general practitioner, it was to an internist.
Oh.
But then over the course of the 30s, 40s, 50s, as there was more medical knowledge generated through research and new discovery, then it became necessary to sort of have branches within internal medicine. So things like cardiology, pulmonology, endocrinology developed out of those and became subspecialties of those things. Mm-hmm. So that by the 1970s, there was kind of a crisis of identity amongst general internists, that is practitioners of internal medicine, and the American College of Physicians, who is sort of the guild for internists in the United States, essentially rebranded us as primary care for adults. So that we joined forces then with the pediatricians who are primary care for children and with family practitioners who are primary care for all ages. Our training is particularly geared toward adults and is less broad than that of, say, a family medicine person would have, but it's deeper in these particular organ systems.
Got it. Now, you're an MD, and I'm assuming that everybody listening to this show has a doctor, but what differentiates you from other medical practices?
So what differentiates us is that Primus Internal Medicine is a direct primary care practice. Now, what that refers to is a particular model of providing primary care. The normal, of course, the conventional model is one that has insurance reimbursement, in which the practice has reimbursement for the care that it provides to patients either from private insurance or from Medicare or Medicaid. Direct primary care is a model that essentially goes off the grid. So it does not work with insurance reimbursement. The patients pay directly for the care that they receive from the physician. And it's not done by it's not done in discrete units. That is, one doesn't pay simply for a visit. Instead, it's a subscription-based care, so that there's a monthly or an annual subscription that's paid to the direct primary care practice, directly to the practice, rather than through an intermediary like an insurance company.
So let me understand at this point. If I say I'm going to start using Dr. Granger, we would set up a contract, for lack of a better word, that I would automatically paying you, for example, $70 a month, whether I need to see you or not. I'd be paying $70 every month and you'd be my doctor?
That's correct. Actually, what ours is almost $70. It's $69 a month.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. The average for direct primary care practices is about $70 across the United States. Yes, that's right. So whether or not you would see me during that month, that's what you would be paying. Now, that does cover, though, visits that you would have for me, so you're not paying additionally for any visits. It also gets access, and that's really the principal point. It's the driving force behind direct primary care, and that's access. If there's any complaint that one hears from folks nowadays, it's that their doctors didn't spend enough time with them.
Right.
That appointments are 10 or 15 minutes long, and then you're sort of the doctor has to walk away. From the other side, I can also say if there's a complaint that physicians have, it's that I don't have enough time to spend with my patients. So this is a problem jointly, and it really becomes a problem because of the way that we've organized healthcare economically in the United States,
yes.
Where it's simply the economic reality is that that conventional practices, that is conventionally reimbursed practices, have to see a fairly large number of patients to keep going.
Right.
And a large amount of that is that's largely due to administrative costs. So with direct primary care, what happens is because we're off the grid, we don't participate with insurance companies for reimbursement. It means that that's a layer of overhead, namely the billing and coding that has to occur, that's gone. The direct primary care model started about 20 years ago on the West Coast in Washington State, if I remember correctly, maybe Seattle. And sort of spread south along the coast there and then has worked its way across the United States since then and is becoming more popular along the East Coast. It's taking its place amongst other, I would say, alternative ways of providing models for providing medical care. Mm-hmm. It's not alternative medicine, but alternative ways of providing traditional allopathic care.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at statistics perhaps a couple of years ago that said that something around 7 or 8% of family practitioners were now using some model other than insurance reimbursement for patients to pay for the cost of their care. Internal medicine internists, it was around 5% at that time, but was growing in both of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the statistics were for pediatricians. I think fewer than internists, but a similar sort of movement there. And while those aren't all direct primary care practices, they are other sort of innovative alternative ways of providing and paying for care to patients.
This is amazing. The patients must love you because now it's automatically paid for in terms of their office visit and anything that you might find during that visit. There's no extra cost or anything.
That's right.
Blood tests, it's all included when they come to see you?
So blood tests, I actually use an outside lab to run my blood tests, but we draw blood in the office. I don't charge any phlebotomy fee for that. That goes out to the lab. The lab directly deals with the insurance company. I don't even act as a middleman for that.
I see.
That also means that then Medicare could be charged for that, for the lab costs as well as any private insurance. But again, I don't even act as a middleman for that. However, most other procedures that I would perform in the office, whether it's an electrocardiogram or lung testing, or even particularly at this time of year, a flu swab. Or even a flu shot. All of that is covered by my subscription fee. So, and it's interesting that even patients who've now been with me for perhaps a year will still sort of go up to the window at the end of our appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say, so how much do I owe you today? And we always have to explain nothing. It's already covered.
Dr. Granger, let's take a break right now. This is fascinating information. And when we come back, let's hear more about your Primus Internal Medicine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us today. I hope you're enjoying the discussion from Dr. Todd Granger, who is the owner of Primus Internal Medicine. Dr. Granger, when we left off, you were saying that all the costs are included, but if you have to send someone out for something else, then it's not on your shoulders as far as billing or anything else. What happens if you have a patient, who really needs something much more extensive? What is your degree of who? Do you have a laundry list of people, doctors you can refer them to? And at that point, patient is on their own as far as paying for it?
Yes, that's correct. So I've been in practice in the area here, though I opened Primus in October of 2016. I've been in practice in the Chapel Hill area since 1993. I did my residency training here. I'd gone to medical school at Washington University in St. Louis, came here for residency training, as many people do, fell in love with the area, so ended up staying and was practicing in Siler City for about 14 years.
Okay.
Then came up to Chapel Hill Internal Medicine for 7 years and then took a sabbatical to do some graduate work in another field for a few years, and then in 2016 opened Primus. So I have a, a, a large list of contacts and subspecialists and specialists whom I know to whom I can refer. So if someone had a heart problem that needed to see a cardiologist, then I have a number of folks whom I know and trust to take care of my patients with that, as with a number of other things, whether I have to send them somewhere for a colonoscopy or whatnot, or send them out for imaging studies to a radiology facility. Then, yes, their insurance, their private insurance or Medicare or Medicaid would kick in that it would cover the things there. My arrangement is only with me. It doesn't extend beyond that.
Got it.
There have been several small studies over the past 10 years that demonstrated some of the benefits of the direct primary care model as regards healthcare in general and for patients particularly. So the studies have looked at patients in direct primary care model, the practices, compared to patients in conventional reimbursement, insurance reimbursement practices. And what they found were several things. One is that patients in the direct primary care practices could see their physicians more often, more quickly, and for longer periods of time. But that's to be expected because that's what the model is designed to do, is to give patients greater access to physicians. I would say from the other side, it also gives the physician greater access to the patient, which is a real boon and a bringer of happiness to the physician who likes to have
Everybody's
the time to
happy.
Talk to the
yes.
patient and to think about what's going on.
The way it should be.
The other things that it showed were that there were fewer urgent care and emergency room visits, and that probably has to do with access because the patients can see their own physicians sooner and for the longer periods of time, and so they're not. And frequently, direct primary care practices will also provide after-hours care or even house calls, which I do both of those as well.
You do house calls?
I do. I've done house calls throughout my practice career.
Whoa.
Back in the early 90s. So
amazing.
I had mentors at UNC who made house calls, and one never feels so much like a doctor as when one is making a house call. So
that's wonderful. Yeah. And they don't pay you with a chickens and crows. I mean, chickens and
you know,
pigs.
In the old days, meaning the 90s, the reimbursement for house calls was so minimal that it was not worth it to do the paperwork. And so patients frequently would actually pay me with produce. Don't tell the Internal
Don't
Revenue
tell me
Service.
Internal Revenue. Oh, my Lord. Well, that brings me to the point. What if you're on vacation? What if you're out sick yourself? Or what if you just cannot get into the office? How do you handle it these days? Because you're handling so many wonderful applications to your patients. What do you do?
Right. So, and being a solo practitioner, of course, that introduces that level of what do you do. The answer is that the way that patients get in touch with me at any time after hours, whether it's I'm away on vacation or close by, is that I actually give them my cell phone number. I had an answering service for the first couple of months and realized that it was a waste of money, that it was a waste of time too. They would call the answering service and then call me. Why not just call me? I trust my patients not to call me at 2 a.m. with the sniffles. But I also tell them, if you're having chest pain at 2 a.m., one, you should probably call 911 to begin with and then call me. But you know, if it's something serious, please call me after hours. And it's with most patients, you actually have to encourage them to say, look, get in touch with me if you need to. Don't think
it's a bother.
That's right.
Oh,
don't. It's
God.
Not a bother. It's what I do.
See?
It's what I enjoy. So.
What is your contact information, please, Dr. Granger?
Yeah, my contact information, my phone number, the practice phone number is 919-533-4686. And if you want more information on the practice and on the direct primary care model, you can look up our website, which is www.primusinternalmedicine.com.
Primus is P-R-I-M-U-S?
That's correct.
Thank you. Who would you say is your ideal client?
Our ideal patient.
Patient.
Well, my quick answer would be anyone. Anyone who's wanting greater access to a physician. But in particular, because of the way that this is structured financially, particularly good patients would be, one, someone who doesn't have insurance, because generally this care is going to be less expensive. The other thing that you find is that these studies discovered that there were fewer subspecialty referrals as well as fewer sort of high-ticket imaging studies like MRI. And that I think, is directly attributable to the fact that the doctor has more time with the patient.
Yes.
The patient has more time with the physician, so they can remember the questions they want to ask. The patient, the physician can go digging more into the diagnostic issues of the visit and simply has more time to think. And the upshot in those studies was that there was a 20% reduction in overall healthcare costs that is to say outpatient costs, comparing the DPC practice patients to the conventional reimbursement model patients. So patients without insurance who would find it perhaps more affordable than primary care elsewhere. Additionally, patients with insurance but with high deductibles or with health savings accounts or the
course.
Like.
Of course. Would you suggest they keep that in case you refer them to another doctor who needs something more special? You were saying that's out of your pay structure now, so that
absolutely.
You keep that insurance, but they'll need to use it with you.
That's right. So what it becomes really is it begins to look a lot more like medicine before we all sort of did prepaid health care as what we call insurance now, where you paid your primary care provider. I remember my mother paying the pediatrician when she would go to the office back in the 60s to date myself. But everyone had catastrophic insurance or insurance to cover surgery, major medical and catastrophic. So essentially, people do need to keep that because you might be in an automobile accident or you might need some procedure or surgery or something, you know, God forbid, some serious illness may
right.
crop up that is going to need the sort of treatment that
they would need.
That would,
this
right.
way, they can't go wrong. Let's take a break again, Dr. Granger. When we come back, I want to ask you more about the future of this model that you're mm-hmm. using right now. Let's stand right by. Please stand by. You're listening to WCHL. I'm speaking with Dr. Todd Granger, who is the owner of Primus Internal Medicine. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carp Row community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Dr. Todd Granger, who is the owner of Primus Internal Medicine, PRIMUS. Dr. Granger, could we get your physical address? Because I am certain many people hearing this interview are going to be racing to your door.
I certainly hope so. We're located in the Chatham Crossing Shopping Center, which is south of town. The physical address is 11312 U.S. 15501 North. We're in Suite 106 in the Chatham Crossing Center there.
Thank you. Your model is so ideal for today's world. What do you see as the future of this model spreading across the United States, the world? What do you see happening?
I think the model has a bright future. Now, I don't think that it will replace the conventional insurance reimbursement model, but I see more and more physicians, I think, will come to adopt this. The reasons for that are really go back to that access issue. Patients are happier to have more time to spend with their physicians. And physicians, I mean, as a physician, I'm ecstatic to be able to spend that kind of time with my patients. I don't feel pressured to get through a visit. And I feel that I'm really getting to know my patients. That's not to say that other physicians aren't doing that. They're doing that, but they're all feeling that the pressure of that and the way that I did when I was practicing under the conventional model.
Well, I would sure hope it would pick up. You described very briefly when we were talking before we came back on the air about physicians' burnout, that the administrative costs sometimes can just be so humongous. Briefly tell us that experience.
That's right. The studies, there have been a number of studies that show that physician burnout rates are really at the highest they've been since this sort of thing has been looked at. And part of that really does have to do with the administrative aspect of medicine. It's not really, it's not the patients, it's not the practice itself, it's the administrative aspect. Physicians often feel that they spend more time with a computer than we do with patients. Hear complaints all the time, I didn't go to medical school to learn how to use a computer. I went to medical school to know how to take care of patients.
Yes.
And so that, because it's not, because those administrative pressures mean that physician time is taken away from really the thing that enervates them and energizes them, and that's practicing medicine. And this model returns you to that. I remember several months ago walking down the hallway after having seen a couple of patients saying, gosh, I feel like I'm Marcus Welby.
You know,
which, again, dates me as well. But
Marcus Welby, oh my Lord. So how much staff do you have in your office? I'm assuming, is there a receptionist? Is there a nurse? It's just you?
It's myself and my wife, who is my office manager and currently acts as my receptionist. With the patient panel that I have right now, I've found that I don't really need a nurse or a medical assistant. Probably after I add another half again as many patients, I will need a medical assistant to help me out.
And my final question in our last 30 seconds is, do you see children?
I do not.
All right.
So again, non-surgical, non-pregnant adults.
Oh, you did say that. Non-surgical, non-pregnant adults. Dr. Granger, you are a joy. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today. And I'm hoping that our audience can take advantage of what they just heard today because you're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Dr. Todd Granger, who is the owner of Primus Internal Medicine. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.